Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter number 21, and I'm going to show you some things here this morning that we've been talking about and putting on the radio, and there's a lot more stuff on this on YouTube. We're getting emails and letters now from England, Africa, all over the country, Australia, all over the world, of people that are watching our services. They're watching right now. So if a cop's looking for you, you better keep hid for a second. And anyway, we're excited about that. And I got a letter the other day. I wish I could read them all to you. You can go online and put in my name, YouTube, and you can see the other Signs of the Times videos for you that are new here this morning to see where we are on God's calendar. Now, I'm going to take just a few minutes this morning and bring you up to date and show you where we are on God's calendar. God's calendar goes like this. The world gets worse and 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 worse down. That's the exact opposite of evolution. Evolution teaches man started like a little nothing and then turned into something and been going up ever since. The Bible teaches man started up there perfect in the garden and been going down ever since. The devil always teaches opposite from what the Bible teaches. Always. Every time. So take your Bible and look in Luke chapter 21 this morning. And just real quick this morning, I'm just going to talk to you for a minute and show you a couple things here. And then I'm going to show you some things from the Word of God. Luke chapter number 21, if you'll look at verse number 10, the Lord gave some signs here that we could be looking for. Luke chapter 21 and verse 10. And Jimmy, if you'll help me back there in like just a minute, I'd appreciate it. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Look at verse 11. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places. See that word diverse, like we talk about diversity, divers, different places in the world. Watch it. And famines, people starving to death, and pestilences. Now, science thought about 40 years ago there's going to rid the world of disease. It ain't happened. They were wrong. He was right, as usual. And fearful sights and great signs there shall be from heaven. But before all these, they'll persecute. They shall lay hands on you, persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and being brought before kings and rulers for my sake. And it shall turn for a testimony unto you. Settle it therefore not in your hearts, not to meditate what ye shall answer. And then he goes on over and says a lot of other things. Look at verse 25, please. Verse 25. Now this is what the Lord said 2,000 years ago. There shall be signs in the sun, the moon, and in the stars. And on earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. The Lord said, right, the way you're going to know it's close is the ocean going to go crazy. There's going to be cosmic disturbances, sun, moon, stars, planets, earthquakes, weather patterns, coldest heat, hottest hot. It's not global warming. There's no such thing as that. There's no such thing. It always goes in patterns. It gets cold for a while and gets warm for a while. It's done that since creation. Global warming is a plot of the elite leftist liberals to get the world in one world government. That's what it is. It's not about the environment at all. So the Lord said this now. He said there's three major signs. If you want to know where we are on God's calendar, he gave us three major signs. Number one, the days of Noah. Number two, the days of Lot. And number three, the cosmic disturbances, the planets and the stars. He said, when you see these things happening, you know that you're there. Now, what does the Bible say about the days of Noah? The Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, that's how it's going to be right before I come back. What does the Bible say about the days of Noah? The Bible said in the days of Noah, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving marriage. Nothing wrong with none of that stuff unless it's in excess. In other words, he said, by the time the days of Noah, all people did was eat. Does that sound familiar to anybody? I mean, that's why everybody's on a diet. I mean, we don't eat to live anymore. We live to eat. And that's why there's a million restaurants down every road you go down, and all of them's got a line backed out. He said they'll have an over-obsession with food. Food. A man said, we was going down the road one day, and he said, where you want to eat, honey? And she said, I don't know. Want to go to steakhouse? Nah. Want to go to the fish house? Nah. Want to go Japanese? Nah. Mexican? Nah. And they ride up and down the road arguing for 3 or 4 hours and fuss. You know what's wrong with y'all? You ain't hungry. That's what's wrong with us. Ain't that right? Some of y'all ain't been hungry since you was that long. And you get a half a tank and go fill it up, lest you feel a little hunger pain down there somewhere. But anyway, he said they'd be eating and drinking. Now think about that. Think about that, folks. We'd be obsessed with food. And then he said marrying and giving in marriage. Marriage, the sanctity of the home, family, husband, wife, it would mean nothing anymore. Everybody shacks up. Everybody just lives however you want to. And then it said in the days of Noah, them sons of God and the daughters of men, you got these superhuman creatures. That's where zombies, that's where the living dead, all them soup like demons mating with human beings, women, and producing a super race. And we're seeing that all over the world. All that stuff in the movies ain't just a bunch of junk. That's being patterned after something like it was in the days of Noah. That's where the giants came from. There were giants in the earth in those days, of the offspring of the union of the sons of God and the daughters of men. Don't have time to get into all that, but there's tons of stuff you can study about the days of Noah and that being seen today. And then he said, it'd be like no morals. The Bible said only evil continually. Do you know just the drug problem? My kin folks in West Virginia tell me all the time about it. They say, Danny, the drugs, opiates, heroin, Flocka, all the street drugs, legal drugs are absolutely killing all of our people. They said whole communities are being wiped out. Do you understand this morning that drug overdose, drug deaths are now the leading cause of death of young adults now? The leading cause, more than car wrecks, more than accidents, drug overdoses. 60,000 people died in this country in 2016 overdosing on drugs. That's way more than has ever happened in history. We are seeing a drug epidemic. That's why I tell our young people, don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. Wouldn't all you people tell them the same thing? Even you people that's done drugs, wouldn't you say, don't touch it. Don't smoke it. Don't snort it. Don't shoot it. Don't smell it. Get away from it and get away from anybody that does it. It'll ruin your life. And the Bible said that, well, he said what they was doing in the days of Noah. And I'm your friend. I'm trying to be your friend this morning. Help you kids, it'll take you nowhere. Look at the movie stars. Look at them people in Hollywood. Look at them. It never, ever works out good. Never, ever. And then he said the misuse, the abuse of children. The abuse of children today is absolutely out the roof. Do you understand? I hate to talk about this, but do you understand that child sex trafficking now has passed drugs in a major income, over $30 billion a year. They're being hauled up and down these interstates in the back of trucks being sold. At the Super Bowl, they sell them by the hundreds, selling kids. Little boys and little girls, 6 and 7 and 8 years old. And the media is extremely quiet about that. But I'm telling you, our generation is sick. It's a sick generation. That's the days of Noah. And then he said the days of Lot. The second major sign is the days of Lot. In the days of Lot, there were two cities. Somebody holler what them named city was. Sodom and Gomorrah, you got it. And that sin, homosexuality, is called sodomy unto this day. I understand how politically incorrect that is. I understand that we're being called crazy nowadays. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. My job is to preach the Bible. And if you come to this church, you're going to hear the Bible. I promise you that. Just like it's wrote. God never, ever made a mistake. When God made you a man, he made you a man. You're always going to be a man. You can cut your finger off. You can cut your nose off. You can glue stuff on. You can do whatever you want to do. And you're going to stand before God as a man. God did not make a man a woman, or a woman a man, or put a man in a woman's body. But that's in people's head. One man said, "Well, it's just not my. It's you mean you know it's not. I was born this way." No, you wasn't. No, you was not. We was all born with a tendency to do it. Do you know we're all born with a tendency for any sin? We're all born, we could commit murder. Anybody in here could. It's in, you choose to act on it or not. Right? It's a choice. It's a choice. And God burned Sodom and Gomorrah to the ground because of the sin of homosexuality. There's no such thing in the Bible as transgender because people didn't even go that low back in them days. It was just straight sin like it was in the days of Lot. God said, when you see that happening again, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. You may be here this morning and think you're born homosexual or gay, as they call it. Gay really don't mean homosexual, but they twist the words. And you may think you're born that way. You may have a family member like that. I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings. I love everybody. Nobody's any different, better than nobody else. We all deserve to go to hell. But I'm a preacher, and right's right, and wrong's wrong. Right? Ain't that right? I wouldn't waste my time going to hear a preacher preach that didn't tell me the truth. And I'm telling you the truth this morning. God said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And then he said the weather disturbances. Do you understand today that earthquakes are now unbelievably. Earthquakes have shot out the roof. Tsunamis. That's when an earthquake happens under the ocean or something, and then them big waves. There's waves come down there in Japan that wiped out whole cities, and there's more coming, according to the Bible. I'll show you that in just a minute. Now, I'm going to show you something now that I hope God will use to speak to you about these cosmic disturbances. Now, I'm going to prove to you that what I just got through saying the last 10 minutes is going on in our world major, big time. Now, what I want you to sit there and I want you to watch. I'm going to show you the news from the past 8 weeks. And then let your mind go back to what I've been saying the last 10 minutes and you decide. You tell me. You tell me where you think we are on God's calendar. I'm going to show you the days of Noah, the days of Lot, and the cosmic disturbances in the news. This is all just in the last six to eight weeks, and some of it, the family, go ahead, Jimmy. As soon as I get some sound here, Andy, make sure I'm on. Y'all back there, Noah, and we'll get some sound here, okay? This was the family years ago.
I'll leave it to Beaver.
Girls are kind of lucky, don't they?
That was, all right, turn the lights back on. Did you get a blessing out of that video? Jimmy, I'll tell you what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to unplug some of that stuff out there and turn that breaker on back there in the women's restroom. But what that was showing there, the flip the breaker back on back there in the ladies' restroom. Amen. And if anybody says anything to you about coming to the ladies' restroom, say, I feel like a girl. And then we'll sue them, right? Ain't that the way you do? Did that video get a hold of your heart? That Leave It to Beaver, bless God, ought to be ashamed, that pervert. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, back in them days, the worst thing was on TV was when Roy Rogers kissed his horse. Look at TV now. Look at TV now, y'all. Look what we're seeing now. All right, the power is on. We're going to try it again here in just a minute. Remember, they got all them inflatables back there, and it deflated my video projector. In those days, even people that did not go to church had a high moral standard, right? Even bankers and stuff, that people that didn't even claim to believe the Bible, they still knew right was right, wrong was wrong, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, blah, 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 you know, all kind of stuff like that. And I can turn that off, air condition off in my office too, Jimmy. Take everything off you can back there. They still had a code of morals, you might say. And in this code of morals, we're going to see how it's degenerated. We'll try it again, okay? All right. This is the way it was back then.
That's okay. And that's the married family. I'll leave it to Beaver.
Girls are kind of lucky, don't they, Mom?
That was Beaver.
Why do you say that?
Well, they don't have...
We have modern family.
This is the families now. You see the one on the right? There's two men are married. This is what's presented on television nowadays. This is where we've come in the past generation. Now, you check out what I'm going to show you with what we've been talking about this morning.
The family unit is not as complete as it used to be in terms of mom and dad. The numbers have slipped.
In fact, the change is unprecedented.
No, come on, we're just a new type of family. You know, they don't have the right vocabulary for us yet.
That's the day we're living in. That's the day we're living in.
They need one of us to be the mom.
Really appreciate your time today. These statistics.
This is May the 8th, just 2 months ago.
Are so startling that, you know, all of us, I think, are asking ourselves, what in the world is indeed going on? And especially with our kids, I think of how you mentioned social media and so on. I just think of what a different world we live in, especially when it comes to the interpersonal relationships and Facebook.
What he's saying there is our kids now are seeing stuff that their mom and daddy didn't even know about when they were married. 10, 11, 12 years old. You know what this is a picture of? A man beating a handicapped man up just for no reason. Now, this is happening all over the country just in the last few weeks.
Attacking you. Simply at 6, attacked for no apparent reason. Police are hunting for who?
A 74-year-old man.
Hunting for whoever beat up a 74-year-old man on a local street.
Just for no reason.
Sadly, suicide is common in our state. New data shows 3 Tennesseans choose to end their lives every day.
That is suicide.
Over this past year.
To have the statistics changed.
He said there's been a 13% in suicide in the state of Tennessee just this last year. What's going on, y'all? Things are happening so fast now, people can't even keep up with it. God's up in heaven speaking. That's why you're here today. That's why I'm up here. It's to tell the Lord saying, hey, I'm coming. I'm going to wrap this thing up. Get ready to meet me. Now you watch this morning.
So dramatically in just the last 9 to 10 years.
Suicide.
And to see our statistics here in the state of Utah, you get a double statistics in one decade with our children.
That's that concert while them Ariana Grande concert while them people got blew up. What's this? There's an attack on Christians.
A mother that sounds more like a graphic fiction novel than real life.
Listen.
A Mother's Day murder that sounds more like a graphic fiction novel than real life.
36-year-old Joshua Lee Webb, who is accused of beheading his own mother.
He walked.
On Mother's Day, he takes a knife and cuts his own mother's.
The Thriftway grocery store in Estacada carrying a human head and then proceeded to attack a store clerk there.
Quiet country town.
I grew up in this town and it's just...
But in the news these days, it's very disturbing why someone will go to that far.
The police are 40. This guy, 36 years old, cuts his mother's head off for Mother's Day. That's not meanness, people. That's demonic. There's spiritual forces and power getting in people. You know, the devil has 3 ways, you know, to get in. You've heard the old saying, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, brother. And that's how the devil gets in. It opens up something in you for possession that something can get you don't want in you really bad. Watch this.
4-year-old John Paul Farrar stabbed his wife, Elizabeth, and 4-year-old son, Ian, before shooting himself.
May 18th.
2 children shot today at their home in Dayton, and their mother is the one behind bars.
She was never aggressive.
As they saw Claudina Helton dragging them out of her house.
She was walking around out in the yard, completely naked, shot both their kids with a blank stare on her face, and they didn't know what's wrong with her. I know what's wrong with her. She's possessed. She's possessed of the devil.
Helton was nude and had blood on her.
Walking around in circles as she wouldn't blink, she wasn't violent, she wasn't aggressive, she wasn't anything, she was blank.
Police say help children to, quote, save them from the evils of the world.
That's why she killed her kids, she said. This is in Ohio 2 months ago. This is 2 months ago in Kansas.
Wichita and gained national attention.
Tonight, Rachel Hilliard is behind bars charged with decapitating a Wichita grandmother.
Is accused of decapitating Mickey Davis last month.
Cut her head off.
Hilliard's friend says she told him she was seeing demons and had the photos to prove it.
She was seeing demons. And they told her to cut the head. The same demon that tells ISIS that same thing. See, I think a lot of folks don't realize we are in a spiritual war here. The Bible said we war against principalities and powers. That ain't people. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Right over our head this morning. Why do you think that hit there a minute ago like that? Why do you think that happened? Why, listen, the devil is over the prince and power of the air, and if he could do anything in the world to stop what's going on here this morning, he would stop it. But thank God there's somebody bigger and more powerful than he is that's got his hand on this place today. Ladies and gentlemen, this was just in the last few weeks. I want you to watch now. As I continue, I want to show you a few things here.
Say Hilliard told them, quote, God was telling me to do it.
What do you say to the people who are watching?
God told them to do it, she said.
Department to their home outside Oroville after a man breaks in the middle of the night, announces that he is Jesus.
Well, the arresting officer tells me that this is one of the more bizarre and disturbing cases she's ever investigated.
That I was to, I'm to know that she is Jehovah.
She said she was Jehovah God. The man said he's Jesus. That's another sign of demon possession. People who are demon possessed are obsessed with Jesus Christ. People like Bill Maher on HBO that comes on and curses God in the church and makes fun of the Bible and fun of Christians constantly. He's obsessed with Christianity. They never make fun of Buddha. They never make fun of Islam. They never make fun of the Muhammad. It's always the Lord Jesus Christ. You are in a spiritual battle for your very soul this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, watch this and look what's going on.
To go by God. Her name is God.
And that's when the sergeant realized things.
This is what she had to say.
I'm just saying nobody cares about God anymore.
Nobody cares about God anymore. That's what she said.
Year, 2 years?
It's actually, John, interestingly,
this is the drug epidemic. If you're a young person here this morning, you watch this real careful.
Just in the last year or so.
Like this are different. It's on drugs.
A naked man goes through Westgate. They're biting people's face. They're chopping their heads off. Now, if there's no devil, and the devil ain't got nothing to do with this, when they take drugs, how come they don't go bake somebody a cake? If it just makes you crazy. If it just makes you crazy, why wouldn't they go do something nice for the grandma? Why they want to cut their heads off? Because it's demonic. It's demonic. All right? Watch this.
Eat the faces off of other people. They behead people under the influence of these drugs.
I snorted it at first, and I just...
It's literally like the devil has a control over you.
She said the devil has control over you. When you get that drug in your body.
Charles Keene has seen its powerful hold on users.
And have you ever seen heroin used this bad?
No.
It's something I've never seen before, and it's...
This is just this summer, y'all. This is just this summer. They said, I've never seen heroin overdose. Listen, hear me this morning. The devil is throwing everything he's got at you. He said, try this, try that. You're only young once. Why don't you try it? I tell you, you'll regret it if you go down that road. You hear me? Hear me. The devil's trying to destroy you, take you to hell, and laugh at you. Don't let him do it.
It's very concerning.
And Erica, back live here on the city's south side. I want to let this image sort of just sink in.
That's overdose of heroin. You're going to get it to happen to you one day, friend.
10:33 p.m.
This is that concert the other night where a man just opened the bomb there and started blowing people up.
House lights come up. And then the sound of the bomb.
Oh my God.
My, what's going on? Look at our world today. Look at what's going on every single day in this world. It's getting worse and worse. People don't realize how bad this world's got. Jesus is coming. The Lord's coming back. You can tell something's going on in this country tonight. This morning. You can tell something's going on in Iraq and Iran and all these other places. You know, the Bible talks about the rivers turning to blood. That's not blood, but brother, it's sure giving us a warning that's happening in different parts of the world. You don't realize how bad this mess has got, y'all. Listen, that girl, that comedian, whatever her name is, that old Kathy Wicked old girl, held that head of President Donald Trump, held his head up there, blood, and people laughed it off like it was a big joke. I'm not politicking. I don't care who you voted for. I ain't for none of them. But listen, let me show you how powerful the devil is. If I had got a head of Obama with blood coming out of it and brought it in this church and preached on it, I'd be in jail right now. Are you hearing me? And I wouldn't do that. I prayed for Obama when he was our president. I prayed for him regularly that God would help him to make the right decision. I'm not politicking. I'm just saying the world is controlled by the devil who wants to run it his way. That's what I'm saying. Watch this.
Deliver us from evil.
Animals dying like we've never seen before. Billions of fish. Waters, birds falling out of the sky for no reason at all.
Midwest, tonight severe storms are taking aim at the northeast. High winds uprooting lives near Pittsburgh.
Never seen wildfires like it, ever. Record snow.
Experts say the moment right after it starts raining.
Floods.
Because the water mixes with oil on the roof, making your car slip and slide. Across the Midwest, at least 8 confirmed tornadoes carving a path of destruction. This was an EF1 tornado with winds over 100 miles an hour.
Pestilence, diseases. They're not getting better. They're getting worse and worse. And the signs are everywhere. They're everywhere. Of a new world order. The devil is doing everything in his power because he knows he only has a short time. See the satanic sign there. See the fighting and the violence. Everywhere in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you are seeing the Bible fulfilled this morning in front of your eyes. Sinkholes opening up, swallowing up cars and buildings. God is speaking to people, saying, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. So it's about time some of you got right. It's about time you got saved. About time you made things right with the Lord.
Said in Tuesday that more than 1.5 million people hit by the disasters.
At least 8 people have been killed and one was in 50 years.
Battle-weary firefighters getting ready.
The days of Noah. Teachers tell you can't read your Bible in the classroom.
This is...
What about that? You are being watched under surveillance. Every one of you. I want to show you something here. If I've ever seen anything that ought to make us wake up, they are saying in other countries, and it's coming here, university students are saying pedophilia is now natural. And I told y'all, didn't I tell you? I told you a few years ago, if we allow this generation of homosexuals to convince us they were born that way, the next generation, pedophiles, will be convincing if they was born that way. Can't help it. That's why you can't turn your back now where you got your kids out anywhere. You talk about a sick, sick, twisted, perverted. And say, listen, we'd probably be scared if we knew what people sitting right here in this church had seen on your cell phone in the last week. Perverted, it's sick. And that stuff pollutes your mind. Hear me, young people. Hear me, teenagers. The movies, the videos, the pornography will destroy you. It'll destroy you. It'll destroy you. Watch this.
University academics make the case for pedophiles. It's university academics.
The audience should.
All right, now watch this. You've seen this.
That you are.
All of you probably seen that witch. She takes a bunch of little girls, 9, 10, 11 years old, and uses them. And I want you to listen. Don't you sit there and judge me. If you got a brain in your head, you'll listen to what this woman's saying, and you'll realize what's going on. She tells these little girls, the audience should think that you're naked, you're nude. We want the audience to think you're nude. You want to hear it?
This is a famous routine.
She says, I'm only 11. This little girl's embarrassed. I'm going to let you hear it again. She just now said, that's why you can get away with it. You're only 11. That's perverted, people. That's sick. I'm going to let you hear it again. Listen carefully this time. She said, the audience should think that you're nude. And the little girl's embarrassed and said, I'm only 11. She said, that's why you can get away with it.
Audience should think that you are nude. This is a famous routine.
If you think it's all right for 11-year-old girls to dance and want people to think they're nude, you are a sick individual. You hear me? You need help. You need help. You need help that only God can give you. Listen, you talk about an addiction, pornography in this country. What if we told people in church, tell the little girls that the people should think they're nude? You get locked up. You'd be on TV tomorrow. Who's protecting her? The powers that be, the spirit of that world, the devil, he's got his protection over the Hollywood. He's got his protection. He's running this world, people. Run to the Lord Jesus Christ today while you've got a chance. You better run while you've got a chance, buddy, because when the Lord comes back, he ain't going to be happy about that. I've never seen America where we are right now. We've kicked God out of our schools. Girls suspended for saying, bless you, at schools. We need to get right with God, people. The Lord's coming back. There's things going on that's going to change this nation. It's almost overnight. We're seeing the signs being fulfilled like never before. We can't just be quiet. We can't just give up. We can't just give in. We've got to hold the banner high and raise the standard and preach the Bible and help people get to God while there's still a chance. Somebody needs to blast it out. The Lord's coming back. He's coming one of these days. They're changing quickly. Warning signs are everywhere. Warning, warning, warning. Get ready, get ready. You know what your problem is? You've heard it all of your life. People know something's going on in the Middle East. You know something's going on in Iraq and Iran. You can tell by the news that something weird is going on. Look at all the stuff that's going on in this world, brother. And it's hitting us 90 miles an hour. Fulfilling the Word of God. What he said.
See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass.
That's the Bible.
The end is not yet. For nation.
Now I've showed you the last few months and the Bible. Now we're going to jump ahead as I finish this morning to what's coming. The Bible said there's coming a time in this world called the Great Tribulation. See, the Lord's pulling back his bow like this. Man, when he finally lets go, you better not be in the way. You know what's wrong with all y'all people here this morning? You're in a daze. You're in a daze. You filled your head up with so much junk that you just say, yeah, well, it's like you're drunk. And the truth can't get to you. And I'm praying that God will get the truth in your heart. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. My advice to you today, if you're here and not saved, get saved today. I don't care who you have to give up. Girlfriend, boyfriend, there ain't nobody worth going to hell for. Nobody. Let me show you what's coming next. According to the Bible, here's what's coming next. There's your little animated scenes here. And you're going to see here what's next on God's calendar. Here we go. Are you ready? There's going to be a tsunami hit the coast, probably in California, the East Coast. All these things are coming. And buddy, you talk about a bad day. That day's coming. You hear me? It's coming. Just like the Word of God said it would. You get a 150-foot wave coming at you, buddy. There ain't nobody going to stand. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, it's coming. It's coming one day. Just just like God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, just like God overthrew the old Syrian and Nineveh in the Word of God. One day He's going to judge this world. New York City, Los Angeles, Dallas, Texas, New Orleans, Charlotte, Morganton, Hickory. The judgment of God is coming against those that are not saved. I'm running to the Lord this morning. I don't know about you. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ and Him getting us out of here and taking us home. That's what He said is going to happen. You know how we know that's going to happen? Because all this other stuff is already happening. People are falling in the pit like never before. If you could back up in the sky and watch people die, there's what's happening. They're dying by the millions every single week into the pit. Every single week. You never get out, and you never get any more help. And you never get any hope. You never, ever, ever have a chance. You say, well, Pastor, that's awful strong. Yes, it is. But I dare you, I challenge you, get your Bible out and read it. And show me something I've said that's not in this Bible this morning. It's in there. It's in there. The good news this morning is that 2,000 years ago, there was a man who saw you ahead of time, God in the flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave His life on a cross so that you could be saved and not have to go to hell when you leave this world. Are you listening to me? He gave His life so you could be saved. My friend, He wants to save you today. He wants to change your life. He wants to make it right. I guess there's probably some of you here this morning in shock. But I'm here to tell you, He loved you. And this is what He done for you when He died on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them. But they know not what they do. Did you know today the Lord brought you here to this church to tell you, hey, I love you? He don't hate you. He loves you. He loved you enough to let His Son die on the cross for your sin. You say, that sure is a mean God that would let... No, 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 no. You got it wrong. He's a good God. He's a good God. He gave His Son on that cross to pay for all of your sins. I'm telling you this morning, people, the world's falling out from under us. It's falling apart. Me and Dennis witnessed to a man the other night over in Asheville. This man, he was a homosexual man, and he started asking me questions, and I started trying to answer them. And he knew all about the Hindu religion and different religious books. And I said, man, you know, I said, your problem is you know just enough Bible to screw your head up. And he said, well, you don't know either. I said, yes, I do too. I said, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. My life is going to be on the Lord Jesus Christ when I check out of here. I don't know about you. But if you're here this morning and you doubt that much that you're really, really saved, we're going to give an invitation. We got people here that can work with you. We got people who can take the Bible and show you exactly what you've got to do to get saved this morning. If you have been saved and you ain't been living right, you know what my advice to you? Run to the Lord really, really quick while you've got a chance. Now Jimmy's going to give me that middle light right over the pulpit here, the middle one there in the middle. No, the one you punch. And God's going to speak to your heart this morning. That's good. And as the Lord deals with your heart, you ought to say, you know what? I'm not going to leave like this. I'm not going to leave like I came. I'm coming to that altar, and I'm going to get my heart right. Let's stand with our heads bowed, every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. I'm going to ask you, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. You get out of your seat. Come on down here this morning. Obey God. You obey God. Come on, that's right, that's right. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Christians are praying. Come on, somebody come pray with this man here. Somebody come pray with me. Just get out of your seat. That's right. That's right. Ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Mama, daddy, come on, move. Move right now. Move right now. Will you ladies come pray with this girl right here? These young people coming over here. Come on. Come on, mama. Come on, dad. This is your change. It ain't going to get no easier than this. Come on. Teenager, girl, boy, come on right now. Need some helpers. Need some workers up here at the altar. Pray for some of these folks. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. Let me up a little bit, Noah. Amen. Let God speak to your heart. The music. Let God speak to your heart this morning. Let God speak to your heart. Let God speak to your heart this morning. Let God speak to your heart. Let God speak to your heart. You come on right now. Come on. This is your chance. May the Spirit of God speak into your heart right now. Maybe you're a person here this morning. You've been saved, but you've not been living right. Now's your chance. Now's your chance to get right with God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's get in the altar. Come on. That's right. Come on. Just get out of your seat. Come on, young people. Come on, visitor, church member. Come on right now. Come on right now. Let God speak to your heart. You let God speak to your heart. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's let God speak to our hearts right now. Y'all come on. We're going to sing 1 minute. Amen. Let God speak to your heart now. You let God speak to your heart. Oh, God, help us. God, help us this morning. Lord, I